Very much encouraging signs. I thought we controlled the game all the way through. I thought we passed and moved it at times really good. We've let ourselves down in the final third a couple of times by the poor final pass. But then kept at it. Came on strong. Got the goal that we deserved, I think, on territory. And then should have really seen the game out. And apart from a fantastic finish from one of their players in the top corner, which we couldn't do much about. So lots to be pleased with. And really looking forward to next week to sharpen them up a little bit more leading into the first game.
You talk about keeping hold of the lead and perhaps protecting the lead. Is it one of those that you can't really legislate for when he smashes it in the top corner from there?
Well, you can't, can you? Because you encourage people to shoot from that distance because they can't play through you because you've got good shape, which I thought we had all the way through the game, not just in that situation. But sometimes they hit one from distance and it flies in the back of the net. So hopefully through the season we could maybe do with a couple of them to finish off a team.
In terms of the goal that your side scored, young, bright to say, Samuel, he looked like a real threat all night, didn't he?
He did. He looked like a real threat, and we're trying to get him on the ball in the final third because we know that he can take people on. I thought Henry Cameron on the other side was really good as well, and he's made a good chance for Jim McAllister first half with a pullback. So we're picking the right people out in the right place. We just need to put the ball in the back of the net, be a little bit more clinical.
Is it the classic case of you're encouraged as long as you're creating those chances?
Yes, I think we've created six or seven in the whole of the game, and that's an encouraging sign in our attacking play. And really the goalkeeper, apart from a couple of shots near post, he hasn't been troubled, so that's encouraging on the defensive side as well. So still a week to go before the season starts, and a little bit more sharpness in the training, and a little bit more organisation in set plays and for and against to make sure that we can try and nick a goal from a set play situation as well as through open play.
Another opportunity to get a look at the likes of Emerson Boyce and Adam Drury. What did you make of them?
I thought Emerson did well. That's his first game for quite a while. He's only trained with us for a couple of days, and that's the second time we've had a look at Adam. So we'll think over the weekend what we're going to do and see where it takes us.
Are there decisions that are going to have to be made sooner rather than later? Given
yeah, they've got to be made very, very quickly. If we decide yes, then that's excellent. That adds to the squad. If we say no, then we're still looking.
Where would you assess the position that you're in at the minute in terms of being ready for next weekend?
It's difficult. The pre-season's gone well. We haven't lost. We've scored some goals. We've created lots of chances. But we haven't played a league game yet, and the confidence is there. They feel fit. They're taking the information on board. They're processing that information and doing what we're asking on the pitch, which is all you can ask. Let's see where we're at for the first game when we come up against Colchester.
Is there much chance of doing more business before then?
If I can, yes, I will. I think we still need to add to the squad, and we're trying hard behind the scenes. Players are starting to not panic a little bit because obviously the season's coming up and they've been waiting to see what sort of offers are coming, and we're still trying to bring players in to have a look at.
And in terms of having a week to go, you mentioned working them hard and getting them ready. Is it going to be a tough week on the training pitch now?
Yes, it will be. It'll be a tough week. They're used to hard work and they've been working every day with a couple of days off here and there, which they certainly deserve because, as I say, they've been the application's been excellent. The application will be good, but it'll be finer detail, and it'll be toned down a touch, making sure that they're ready and raring to go for the first game.